Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
What up, y'all? It's Takeover Tuesday. This is DJ Litty Lit, also known as Miss Unbelievable, the Monster, holding it down on this Tuesday. Guess what it is? It's Takeover Tuesday, the only night you could come and take over the radio podcast show to promote what you do or your company do or what your mama do, what your grandmama do, what your sister do, what your family do, what you do. Tonight, it's all about you. Help build that brand for free. I don't know where else in America or anywhere else that on a podcast, Monsters Radio Podcast, that's us, but any other podcast where you could come over and not have to pay a dime and promote yourself. Yep, I said it for free. I ain't ever heard of it. If it has, please let me know. But tonight is your night. So hit us up, 563-999-3411. Don't be scared to say what you want. Request what music you want to hear. And just let us know what you want to do and what you do. Once again, I am Miss Unbelievable. I am the author and owner of The Soul of Me Speaks. That's what I do. Yes, yes, yes. I do spoken word. I do life coaching. I have books, journals, I do conferences and all that. That's what I do. And I'm one of the sponsors. And I'm one that keeps y'all being able to have the show for free. But we also have Monster US Apparel, Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management, and eMonster.com. If you want to hit those sponsors up, you can go to our MonsterRadio.com page. And guess what? You can thank them for making it able for you to, once again, promote yourself for free. I said it, promote yourself for free. Thank you, sponsors, for all that you do to help Takeover Tuesday be in effect, y'all. But right now, I'm about to play somebody who was on the show a while back. Yeah, it's valuable. Got to choose. You got to choose. Choose what you want to say tonight, because it's Takeover Tuesday.
Just to say the world blind one day, and I reach a London and drink champagne. Says she good in a the winding game, and all she need is a worldwide game. But
you got to choose, girl. Don't pick and lose, girl. Show me the moves when you whine and you fling it for me. I've got to choose, girl. But you know I never lose, girl. Make you whine out of your shoes when you whine and you fling it for me. Wine, just wine, not the wine to make them on them blind. Wine so fast, them all about rewind. When they want to see it one more time, stop. Then drop it and tick-tock it. Can't connect, just like a plug to a socket. Wine pan it, I make it rise like a rocket. Angle the trigger like you're ready to go rocket. Oh, and wine pan it, don't fall. Just climb pan it like a wall. And style pan it and show them who's the queen of the dance hall. You got to choose, girl. Don't pick and lose, girl. Show me the moves when you whine and you fling it. Me. I've got to choose, girl, but you know I never lose, girl. Make you whine out of your shoes when you whine and you fling it for me. 1,000 girls and I'm more excited. Wine upon the dance floor, invite. Welcome, Virgin and Wolf on the station. Cause it's Sandra and I'm on board more. Some girls them run out, but you got more. It's back on the track, it's a lot more. I go upon the floor, don't make a wrong move when you are too girls. You've got to choose, girl. Don't pick and lose, girl. Show me the moves when you whine and you fling it for me. I've got to choose, girl. But you know I never lose, girl. Make you whine out of your shoes when you whine and you fling it for me.
wind up Katrina, wind up on the scene, wind up on me sitting, wind up me fancy. Me say no for them a dream, but them a dancer queen. So wind up on me and style up on me. Good gas, check it up. So gas, show me the wine where you mix with the golden creeper. Make the know and hear you are the dance teacher, 'cause you are convinced the pastor and the preacher and the chick and the DJ and selector. You got to choose, girl. Don't pick and lose, girl. Show me the moves when you whine and you fling it for me. I've got to choose, girl. But you know I never lose, girl. Make you whine out of your shoes when you whine and you fling it for me. Can you say they want fly for pain and reach London and drink champagne? Then she rolling at the whining game and all she need is some worldwide game. Can you say they want fly for pain and reach London and drink champagne? Then she rolling at the whining game and all she need is some worldwide game. But so fine, just wine. Not the wine to make the man them blind. Wine so fast, them all about rewind. When they want to eat one more time, stop. Then drop it and take taffy. Can't connect just like a plug to a taffy. Wine pan it and make it rise like a rock. I'm gonna trigger like you're ready for some cocky. Oh, and wine pan it, don't fall. Just climb pan it like a wall. And style pan it and show them who's the queen of the dance hall. You got to choose, girl. Don't pick and lose, girl. Show me the moves when you wine and you fling. It for me. I've got to choose, girl. But you know I never lose, girl. Make you whine out of your shoes when you whine and you fling it for me. You've got to choose, girl. Don't pick and lose, girl. Show me the moves when you whine and you fling it for me. I've got to choose, girl. But you know I never lose, girl. Make you whine out of your shoes when you whine and you fling it for me. Girl, you say they want to fly one plane and reach a London and trip champagne. Then she rolling at the whining game and all.
He was on the show. Thank you for coming. Here's another person. Pay attention.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Monstrous Radio with me, Adj, and DJ E Monster. If you want to check out more of my music, head over to my SoundCloud, Adj_APH, and be sure to check out my videos on my YouTube channel, Adj. You can also, of course, hear more of my music right here on Monstrous Radio.
Me love when the gyal a dem and dem twerk and bust. Me say me love gyal a nice, no my desirous. You get more than my heart, me demand trust. Me say don't worry about no nothing, no cuss. Why you tick talking and you talk tick lust? Me say what you see is you, that's a serious cuss. Me say gyal no discuss, in a discuss must. Me say you the baddest gyal, pass you never undust. You on my list, me want kiss your lips. Me say gyal you the princess, never no bitch. Me love when you up and down your hips. Me say that's the experience that I give kicks. Me say me love when the gyal a dem a twerk and bust. Me say me love gyal a nice. You get more than my heart, be the man, trust me. Say, don't worry about it, no, nothing, no cause. Everything you are, do you, the shining star, guys. The way you wind up and I work it up and down, guys. Be the man, things I'm worried about, you may fall in love, guys. Make your body princess, me want make your body ball, guys.
Can I wind you, body, body? Can I come wind, dirty, dirty? Can I come wind, gully, gully? Can I come wind, dirty, dirty?
Now you talk big loss. Me say what you see is you, that's a serious cause.
It's Takeover Tuesday, y'all. We got some Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat coming up in a little bit. We got Dr. Dre, Floyd Mayweather, R. Kelly, and Boss Man. But tonight, I think I'm taking over with a little reggae. You know, because why? Because it's Takeover Tuesday. If y'all want me to play something with y'all jam, hit me up. 563-999-3411. Because y'all know I'm usually playing my girls with that whap. It may be coming pretty soon because y'all know I got to play it every time I'm up with the DJ. But right now, I said right now, I'm going to do some Afro beat, Joanna, and then maybe some her after that. Yeah, I said I'm keeping the reggae. Let me see who else I got on here. Let's get it. Let's go. Takeover Tuesday. Hey. I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling it. Big up. To the mom side.
Joanna, your busy body, busy tonight. Joanna, making all the dummy tonight. Joanna, your busy body, giving me life, oh. Like Joanna, Joanna. How you do me like hey, Joanna, Joanna. How you gonna do me like Joanna, Joanna. Hey Joanna, hey Joanna, Joanna. Ay, ay, ay. Hey, how you gonna play me like Drogba, ho, Drogba, ho? How you gonna do me like Drogba, ho, Drogba, ho? Making all the dummy tonight. Ooh. Joanna, your busy body giving me life, oh. Hey, life, hey. How you do me like that? Joanna, Joanna. How you do me like hey, that? Joanna, Joanna. How you gonna do me like that? Joanna, Joanna. Hey, Joanna. Hey, Joanna. Joanna. Joanna, why you do me just like that? I go give you all my loving. Love me too, I love you back. Joanna, you be the man them sugar. Man them sugar. Oh, hey. Give me your goodie bag, I want your goodie bag, baby. Give me your goodie bag, I want your goodie bag, baby. Big package, hey. How do I manage? Hey, you gon' make me turn savage. Hey, body cause damage. Hey. Joanna, Joanna. How you do me like hey, Joanna, Joanna. How you gonna do me like Joanna, Joanna. Hey, Joanna. Hey, Joanna, Joanna. Ay, ay, ay. Hey, how you gonna play me like Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho? How you gonna do me like Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho? Oh, 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 DJ Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho? Eh, DJ Drogba, ho? Drogba, ho?
Exclusive clothes, exclusive blessed, exclusive with an exclusive chest. an exclusive toast. None of my exclusive old. Yo, exclusive songs, exclusive shows. Exclusive songs get thrown at the shows. Backstage girls do exclusive blows. From girl exclusive, y'all know. Then again, oh, we will. Rich and free, he dropped up in the Caribbean breeze, and suntan with me gal in a belly, live life exclusively, then again, oh we roll, rich and free, regular we drive the latest beat, regular we take shopping free, live life exclusively, exclusive you, exclusive me, exclusive E, exclusive G, excuse me, exclusive me, but I'm just exclusive G. Exclusive G's, exclusive ice below 0 degrees, exclusive nights and shopping trees, exclusive flights to the West Indies, checking exclusive hotel suites, suntan exclusive from the stands of Belize, exclusive girls in a 2 and 3s, while you were exclusive ORGs, oh we roll, rich and freeze, dropped up to the Caribbean breeze, suntan with me gal in a belly, live life exclusively. Then again, oh, we roll, we stand free. Regular, we drive the latest beat. Regular, we take shopping free. Live life exclusively. Exclusive talk, exclusive walk. Exclusive spark, exclusive mark. Exclusive, a man of my own art. Exclusive, the gal does love my body. Japanese thing exclusive with my ring. I guess it's just exclusive thing. Yeah, I know them. Oh, we roll, rich and breeze. Dropped up till the Caribbean breeze. The sun can bring me girl in a belly. Live life exclusively. Oh, we roll.
All right, that's Rude Boy the Kid. I want to say what up to 612-250 at any time. Yes, you can press 1. But I do believe we got a monster on the phone here on the line. Who that is? 763. I said, who that is?
It's the one and motherfucking only Miss Electrifying Kim in the building, baby.
Hey. Well, how are you today?
I am Monster US today. I am. I'm sporting my Chiefs hoodie right now. Yeah, because it's a young 56 degrees down here. You know, it's a little odd for it to be 56 degrees. You can't see the time of the year. But, you know. So, how are you doing?
That's right, that's right. You know, I am doing very well. It's a nice 48 degrees here. So, we have definitely tipped into fall. Fall said, what up, my Negroes? It's for real. It's cold out here. It's cold.
It's disrespectful. That's what it is. It's real disinfectant, as a matter of fact. There it is. It's disinfectant.
But you know what? I like fall weather. My sinuses don't like fall weather, but I like fall weather. Okay, I'm going to say that again. My sinuses don't like them. They be like, this some BS. But I really like my sweatshirts, my sweaters, my, you know, my boots and, you know, the cute little look, you know, a little bomber jacket with the boots up to the thighs and your butt just like, bam! You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you put throw your hat on. You know, the cute look is on right now.
Okay, so the only time I get to do my thighs is when I'm going to go out. You know, I fix it probably no further than the kneecap, you know what I mean, son? You know what I mean? or some calf boots or some quarter cut snake skin, you know what I mean?
Yes, honey.
I brings it. When I do decide that I want to put some clothes on, you know, and I want to be cute, I'm feeling myself, you know, I just go ahead and do it all. I got some, you know, the knee boots. I got them in all colors. So what? I also have a very, very sick shoe fetish. So therefore, when I decide to put a little something on, I get something down. I am electrifying when I do what I do. Because ain't nobody do it like me, and I does it also.
Nice. Well, you know, we believe in shutting it down. That's just, you know, who the Monstars is. When we come in, we just shut it down. We ain't leaving no prisoners. We ain't taking no, we ain't taking nothing. We just coming in like what?
Yes. Like that, straight like that. Where is Mr. Monster himself at?
You know, I don't know. Usually, you know, when he works real late on Friday, like he's real busy. And he gets busy on Tuesday because, you know, he worked thousands of jobs.
I forgot he was part Jamaican. My bad, Flair. I forgot he was part Jamaican. He got 15.
Right.
Okay. Yes, my bad. I forgot who I was talking about. My bad.
Exactly. So, you know, when he not here, DJ Liddy Let make it happen. But here's our topics for tonight. We got some more Dr. Dre. We got some Floyd. We got some R. Kelly. And we got some Bozeman. You know what I'm saying? So marinate on that. When I come back from this Keith Sweat, Fuego, and this her joint, we going to dive on into it. You heard me? That's how we go. You know, we going to hold it down. We going to roll with it. So, you know, let's just put some fuego.
Fuego.
You know what I'm saying? Some fuego in the mix tonight.
Fuego.
Take over Tuesday. Let's invite Kim, DJ Liddy Let.
Fuego.
Let's get it. Let's go. Take over Tuesday. Hey, now.
Wants to impress somebody now. So she moving through the city with her body out. She knows how to make it really feel good, but won't go without the money now. Booty too big for her to do run. Wish they could try to picture her, but she won't come. And I can see you watching while my money's in the air and falling down.
Yeah. Wish they could try to picture her, but she won't come.
Yeah.
And I can see you watching while my money's in the air.
Nicole makes the man sit your spoiled ass for a grilling. So, Dr. Dre's Strange Life is pulling no punches when it comes to their divorce case, essentially calling him a spoiled brat who needs to stop acting like he's above the law. You know, she's filing in her her docs in court. She sat down to make a deposition. She wants her lawyers to grill Dr. Dre for 8 hours about the validity of their prenup and another 13 hours to dig into financial issues. Dre's already skipped a couple of previous scheduled depositions. She claims the explanation is simple. His entire career and public persona are based on defiance of authority, violence, and refusal to comply with the law. Nicole claims Dre thinks the rules don't apply to him because with an estimated net worth of $1 billion, yeah, it went up, Dre has grown accustomed to doing whatever he likes whenever so he chooses. Nicole also claims Dre's credibility is a crucial part of the case, and because they're beefing over the validity of the prenup, it's incredibly important to have him sit for an in-person deposition instead of holding one over Zoom. Nicole doesn't think Dre is particularly at risk for COVID-19 and insists he's more than capable of doing it in person with appropriate safeguards in place. Nicole also wants the court to fine him $50,000 for not playing by the rules in the divorce case. As we reported, Nicole's justifying she should get $2 million per month in spousal support to cover her expenses. She's doing too much, pimping. You're doing too much. She's doing too much because, first of all, he has the right to say COVID. He has the right to say he don't want to be in her face. He has the right to say he wants to do it over Zoom. He has the right. He has the right to say, if y'all can't fix that, I ain't coming. Because he don't know where she been or the doctor's been or the lawyer's been or whoever. Physicians, yep, they take that long. Absolutely. They're asking you questions after questions after questions. Now, does he have to answer them truthfully? Well, you should. He should. However, is there technicalities that he can, you know, say? Absolutely. A deposition can be held up in court, but with a deposition, there's always responses. So even though she's doing his deposition, he's now doing the responses. So his response are answering questions to whatever her complaint was, right? Yeah. So if that complaint is like 10 pages, he has to respond to 10 pages. They go over 10 pages. You see what I'm saying?
Of course. I'm not a deposition.
And if they go over filing, if they go over documents, they go over every financial document that's in there. And he has to give account to every document. That's why it's 18 hours. Because they can object. It just goes on forever. It just goes on forever. So for her to act like that 8 hours of I want to be in your face, nah, he has the right. So Nicole doing too much pimping. She doing too much.
Yes, she is. And all of that, he does have right to call COVID because COVID-19 is not nobody's pump. And then on top of all that, she should understand too. You know what? While you was reading that, my mind went to, like, you know, when celebrities would get divorced before, how they would be on TV and all the rest of that, you know what I mean? I was kind of like, well, maybe that's what she, you know, she's really, really ticked off about is because she wants him to make a public appearance and he can't due to the pandemic that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people do strange shit. You know, when it involves money and they air quotes, and they're supposed to be fame and she wants to be seen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just kind of crazy. There's all type of celebrities that done had divorces. And they may have been messy divorces, but the public didn't know about it. She's doing this shit for clout.
Okay.
You know, more clout than what she's worth. I mean, to be honest, like, for real now, $2 million a fucking month. I'm still rocking and rolling behind that one.
Right. First of all, who are you? Who are you, Nicole? You're married to Dr. Dre. So basically, you're a nobody. So you want $2 million for you could be somebody? We still won't know who you are, okay? Oh. We don't know who you are. And why are you trying to throw shade at Dr. Dre? You knew who he was before you met him. Yes, they all felt like they're above the law. Suge, Eazy-E, Snoop, Ice Cube until, you know, they, you know, got a little bit of touch of something. But all the rappers and celebs think they're above the law. So what makes you think that he's not going to fall in place? That's the spirit that's on them. So, duh. You didn't think he was going to get slapped back with that? Didn't you see Michelle A's biopic? Girl, please. What makes you think?
I'm not going to put you.
What makes you think she's exempt from the party? Stop playing. You knew the party that you was dealing with when you married him. And so now you're trying to, because it's 2020, that he ain't going to still play strong arm you? Girl, please. He might have loved you, but you coming at him now, you know, in a way where I may not love you like that. I may not see you like that. And like I said before, she messed up asking for $2 million. He probably had a soft heart at first, but now she's trying to play hardball with the hardest ball in the business. Come on now.
What's with the hardest ball? Okay, my bad.
Right? All that.
Yeah.
And then some.
Right. Like,
all
that's
that.
Real shit. That's
like,
real
what's
shit.
Wrong with you? Like, what do you think you're going to get out of this? Where are you going with it? Like, I just want to know, where are you going with it? Because, baby girl, you're doing too much. She's doing too much. Don't get me wrong. Radio land, podcast land, music land, all y'all out here. I rocks with women. Like, I do. I'm a woman.
Yes.
I stands behind
yes.
them. But when it looks like you're trying to get over and you messing it up for those ones who want to get $100, you messing it up, pimping. You messing it up for the small people who ain't getting no money. Like, for real. Like, pimping, come with it right so we can watch how, you know, you progressed up to $2 million. You started at $2 million, so you just went so high. Well, now you about to get knocked down, so that irritates me. They start so high, and then we got to get knocked down, and then we got to settle. No. See, if you would have started at a lower number and then worked up, we would have been like, she cold in a mug. She cold. You starting off at $2 million. We looking at you like, you ain't going to get that. Why you do that? So, ladies, I'm down for you. But I'm going to need y'all to just – I wish they would learn how to play the game. Y'all ain't playing the game right. You ain't playing the game right. That's all I'm going to say. Huh?
I'm confused as to why you were called in today. Like, today I'm so not doing this with you today. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Come on, from who are you?
Who are you, boo? But, okay, we'll figure her out. You know, like I said, we'll always keep you posted what's going on with Dr. Dre. I knew it was going to get ugly, but I'm telling you, if they got the prenup in any document, she can't argue it. He could tear up a piece of paper in front of you, but if he gave it to his lawyer, it still exists. The validity of a prenup still exists, boo. But anyway, R. Kelly, attorney, alleges guard provoked inmates by stating lockdowns are caused by his supporters. So, you know, R. Kelly was attacked of a dangerous inmate, and it could have been prevented, but guards ignored the hazard. The tension was surrounded. R. Kelly was instigated by the guards who allegedly placed the blame of lockdown on the Ignition singer. You know, Kelly is in downtown Chicago, and before the lockdown, there was a protest outside calling for Kelly's release. The protest received the blame for the lockdown from the guards leading to the attack. The attacker was heard 3 weeks prior, stated that he may attack Kelly. Prior to Kelly's attack, the star has stated that ridden the elevator with the inmate and expressed his concerns with him, along with a request to not attribute his name to the lockdown. None of the requests from R. Kelly was to have been acknowledged, so that's why he feels the attack was coming and they knew and the guards didn't do nothing about it. I'm going to let you go first on that, Cam. I'm going to let you find Cam, twin. I'm going to let you go first and then I'm going to come back with what I feel.
Okay, well, as far as, like, something, him being attacked, I can believe that. I could believe that, you know, there's some inmates in there that are disgruntled because they went on lockdown because of kills. But then, too, I also think there's, like, a flip side to that, too. You know, because people don't think too highly of pedophiles and rapists and, you know, things of that nature. But also, did you see where the attacker has been identified? Have you seen what he looked like?
Cray cray.
Very, very much so. He got the tattoos on the face and carrying on. He got all type of little people and creatures and everything tattooed on his face. But I can honestly believe that, they're upset behind, you know, them having to be locked down. It's already that they're in prison. Then the whole damn thing got to get locked down because there's a protest going on behind somebody who I think is actually where he deserves to be. I'm not going to take nothing away from R. Kelly. He is. He's a great musician. You know, he is. But his acts that he was doing outside of the music is what, like real talk, that's some fucked up shit when he was doing it in people's kids and everything. So, yeah, I think he's where he need to be. Do I think that he should have been attacked? Not really, because he has to answer for that. You know what I mean? So, my brain goes in, like, all type of different ways when it comes down to shit like that. As, you know, you know what we had talked about on the air before when all this stuff had broke out. You know what I'm saying?
Survivors
of the game. You know what I mean? So, do I think it's messed up that he got attacked? Yes. Because, like I also just said, he has to answer for that.
Right.
In due time. And he will answer for that.
Well, it's prison. I mean, you in jail. I don't know where you thought you was. You ain't at no hotel. I mean, you in jail. Attacks happen in jail all the time. Fortunate it happened to you, and you know, the voices in his head was probably talking to the spirits in his body. I don't know. You know, okay, Lord, forgive me. That was too much. Okay, too much. Okay. But you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I feel sorry for the system that don't protect you while you're in jail sometimes, you know, but it's jail. And everybody has a code that they got to live by. Never know, you know, there's a code on the streets. There's a code at your job. There's a code in school. There's a code. You know, you got to live by the code. So if R. Kelly wasn't ready to live by the code, you know, then he should have thought about what he was doing. Even regardless of the however you got there, you knew you was doing something you shouldn't have. So you got there. Now you just got to accept the consequences that come into a prison system that's set up not to reform, not to have success, it's inhumane. So with that being said, you just join in a system that you pretty much did with to the people you had in your crib. You know what I'm saying? And karma's a bitch. And that bitch came back and attacked you. So I just pray for safety, period, for folks. But, man, I can't. Man, I
wouldn't
want to
be in
his shoes.
How about that?
I can't guarantee that it ain't going to happen again. You know what I'm saying? Can't guarantee it. Well, we're going to take a quick music break. This is Cali Soul by Coolie. Take Over Tuesday. Electrifying Kim. DJ Litty Lit. Awesome on it. It's unbelievable. We rocking it tonight. We almost to the end. So if you want to listen to something, let me know. 563-999-3411. Say your name, girl. What's your name?
Miss Motherfucking
We live, y'all. Let's get it. Let's go. Take over Tuesday. Monsters ready with a roar. Take over Tuesday.
bumping from my uncle's room in the hallway. I became infected by the great way. I've been a nigga with an attitude since a young and kinda hard to express yourself on an empty stomach. This all came from the city of the lost angels. Good weed, palm trees, but the shit dangerous. Pretty city with niggas twist up they fucking fingers. Where police brutality ain't a fucking stranger. Pretty women, you see them everywhere. And you can smell the loud all in the air. You know they say Cali got the best smoke. Well, okay, then I'm headed to the West Coast. Originator of the candy painted 6-4. Would Pac still be alive if he left death row? We all walk a dark valley. But Big B here if he never went to Cali. It's that hip-hop kickback, California shit jack. Holding up your chronic, drinking 40s like a six-pack. Dark shade package with the crease and the Raiders hat. G-A-L-A, coolie bridge the fucking gap. Down, 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 up and down. Neighbor to this, but damn sure ain't no stranger to this. Whether you blood or crisp, you can bump this in your gangster whip. On a hustle like Nipsey, about to get into some gangster shit. Whack niggas might as well forfeit, cause coolie keep it a buck like two pairs of 56. And I talk that shit, I learned from OGs. Only words I got for the law, fuck the police. Nick that hip hop kickback, California shit back. Rolling up the chronic, drinking 40s like a six pack. Dark shade packed with the grease and the Raider pack. G-A-L-A, coolie bridge the fucking gap. Try to say it's a political move, but bitch, I ain't no political dude. I just speak from the heart, and it's nothing but a G-thang, baby. Dogtown gang had a nigga going crazy. You fuck boys didn't study history. Don't blame it on your age, nigga, I was just a pickin'. Watching old videos of Warren G and Eazy-E. They injected me with something lethally. And it's that hip-hop kickback, California shit jack. Rolling up your chronic, drinking 40s like a six-pack. Dark shade, packing with the creeps and the Raiders hat. G-A-L-A, who you push the fucking gas?
People who was with Danny, both teenagers, were transported to the hospital with non-threatening injuries. The investigation is still underway. Cops say they have no motive. The tragic news was hurtful. Merriweather took it hard. He said his deepest sympathies to the Gonzalez family. We're not certain what happened. We're not certain what the motive is, but we will definitely keep you posted. We'll definitely keep you posted on what's to come on that. And once again, that was Mayweather boxing prodigy shot dead on Labor Day, and cops are investigating it. His name is Danny Gonzalez. He signed with Mayweather on 2016, and because of COVID, you know, he couldn't fight. His amateur record was 96-13, and they were working on professional fights coming up. So let's give him a moment of silence for all this violence going on. I didn't hear that much that happened in Chicago, which is unlike, and I know Minneapolis is probably busting, but we're just calling for peace, y'all, with this violence. It's unnecessary. We're dying in the streets too much. And we're taking our legacies away. Once again, a moment of silence for this young man. Namaste. I don't know who G.A. Do y'all know who G.A. Bossman Yayo? Y'all know Yayo? Get 7 years in prison for gun and music video. So I think I heard of Yayo. The Georgia rapper was having, he got a hefty prison sentence for illegally possessing a firearm after flashing a Ruger 9mm in several of his videos. Yayo, whose real name is Antonio Bell, an admitted member of the Bloods 5-9 Brim set, was given an 84-month sentence in federal custody after pleading guilty to the possession charge. Antonio Bell was he's a convicted felon. He is not allowed to carry firearms. That he chose not to he chose to violate the law by brazen glorifying gun possession in the video online. Now inside of prison, he might have an audience, but he won't be able to flash his firearm in his performance. Oh.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I have to start at the top as far as Mayweather goes.
Okay.
I did not hear, like, the very beginning of what you had said because I think you were talking while the music was going. So I did not know who you were talking about. One of Mayweather's, somebody that Mayweather knows was killed on Labor Day.
Yeah.
Correct? Okay. All right. That part.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and then with Yale, that's messed up. That's really messed up. It's a fact that majority of the celebrities are now ending up in prison, doing nice numbers, like Jersey-type numbers.
Mm-hmm.
On silly shit, to be honest, is silly. That is silly as hell.
Mm-hmm.
That should be him now, don't it? Disclaimer, the thoughts and views of myself does not reflect the thoughts and views of Monster US Radio. Thank you.
And if you want to file a complaint against anything that we I'm going to give you the number to our HR department. Now grab a pen. I need you to write this down.
Tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
What number is it,
Unbelievable. 1-800. 1-800. These nuts. Did you get it?
What she said.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Right. Okay. So. Go ahead.
It's crazy because I want to know why, if you know you're a felon, why would you set your... Okay. Who's around you that didn't forget yourself, like team, like for real? If I knew that my Monstars was doing something that violated their probation, violated their felony, violated anything, I'd be like, bruh, sis, I'm gonna need you not to do that because I want you out. So where is his people around him that said, hey, bruh, you can't have no firearm? Don't put that on Facebook, you know, don't put it, you know, if you have one, we should know, out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
No one should have known that he had that weapon. Like, they should have said, bro, put it away. Get you a piece of candy. Do something else that ain't going to get you caught up. Grab a booty, like, grab a chick, have her hold the gun. I'm not trying to promote this, y'all, but you see what I'm saying? But you, no. Matter of fact, don't have no guns because you can't even be around them. Yo, yayo, come on. Come on, felons, you know you can't have a weapon. Don't put it in your video. Just ridiculousness. Like, be smart about your freedom. Because your freedom affects somebody else's freedom, right? So why would you risk your freedom for something that you were told not to do that you agreed to? Stop it, y'all. Y'all are not above the law, even though y'all want to be above the law.
Mm-hmm. And they do. That's just on period, too.
I'm electrifying, Kim. We are coming to the end of the show. What is tomorrow's topic, or what is tomorrow's show called?
Hold on. Just can't nobody do it like this motherfucking electrifying champ.
That's right.
It. Wet snack show motherfucking panties Wednesday. And the other one.
Hey, yes. So y'all be there tomorrow for the other room. And when all of the wine stars should be here, in effect, kicking it, ready to get it in. All funds intended. So what is your final words for tonight?
Don't smoke and fly. Don't drink and drive. Smoke and fly.
Don't drink and say, I like all that. All right, y'all. My final words for tonight is, like, the kids are back to school, whether online, whether hybrid. Make sure they have a good night's sleep. Start it up. Make it easier for us. Otherwise, we calling you. You know, it's time to, you know, be on their side, help them out to be successful, because they've been out of school for an awful long time. Y'all would need y'all help to make sure that they can be successful in this time of COVID. All right, y'all, this was Takeover Tuesday, building your brand tonight for free. We talked about a few things, but we about to be about this piece. You ready to go?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right, y'all. Peace. We love y'all. Thank y'all for listening.
Damn what she said on Monster US Radio.
I'm on she line. But they tried to change her mind. Forget the noise, they part of the deal. So make a choice. Gonna let them take you for ransom. You're conflicted, cause you're addicted. And I'm your medicine, so come make me fix it. Try them, I try, but we not gonna let them inside. So them, I try, but we won't let them kill our vibe. Yeah, yeah.
We don't need nobody, no validation. No, we don't need nobody, no validation. Yeah. So long as you want me.
Want it, let me give it to you daily. From night until the morning, I'm in love, you darling. Till the birds are calling, we don't need nobody.